All right, so the first reading is 1 Timothy 4, 9 to 14. Hoping I got that right. That'd be awkward if I didn't. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. Set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy, when the body of elders laid their hands on you. And the second reading is Romans 8, 14 to 17. I can find it. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about by your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. Thanks.
Good morning. So for the last few youth services we've had, I've tried to do less and less. So this service, you've got to pop my voice for literally a minute, and then the youth are going to run the whole service themselves. I just wanted to thank the youth really before they start on the effort they put in, the faithfulness they show every Wednesday, every Friday. Most of them are coming now, and every Sunday.
Good morning, my name is Ella, and today's talk is going to be about identity, in being a young person, also having that identity in Christ. During this talk, we're going to try and answer three questions, and hopefully by the end of the talk, you will get what we are saying. But before any of this, we are going to play a game of Guess Who. So can Sam and Kevin come up? Okay, so for those of you who don't know how to play Guess Who, we're going to have Kevin stand here, and he's going to face the back, and Sam's going to go into the audience and pick someone, and Kevin's going to ask questions and try and guess who it is. Okay, so Kevin and Felicity are going to pick. So Sam, go and find someone who wants to do it. Okay, so we have picked someone. Kevin, you can turn around. Okay, so ask some yes and no questions, and Sam will tell you if it is or not.
Are they wearing glasses? He has a baby. They work for the church. I'm not very good at this. Are they under 40? Is it Jay? He's not over 40. Are they a lady? They're not a lady. Under 40, male, doesn't work for the church. And they sit on this side of the church. So that only is Alfie. Are they wearing black? Are they wearing grey?
No.
I can't see anyone who's on that side of the church under 40.
Well, there is definitely someone.
Is there?
Yeah.
Kind of sad now.
It's kind of sad. It's Will. He's in purple.
Oh. Well done.
I feel like Felicity would have got it, but you know. Can you take this in? Okay. Thank you to my glamorous assistant and Kevin and Felicity. You can go sit down, Sam. For us as the young people of the church, family and the community, we seem to be bombarded with questions on a daily basis, and not only that, but we seem to be asked the wrong questions when it comes to our identity. We seem to be looked over because of our young age. Let me explain. When people talk to me, they lean to questions like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Or what can you see yourself doing with the church family? Or where will you aim to fit in? All of these questions are aimed at a time when I am older, but what about now? What about what I can do and bring to the church family in the present? After thinking about these questions, I decided to look to the Bible for some help with my talk, and considering we just finished 1 Timothy, I thought that was a perfect place to start. We chose these readings today to show what the Bible says about young people and their identity in Jesus. We see from the first reading in 1 Timothy 4:12, Paul says this, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." Paul knows the importance of Timothy and how God called him to do the amazing things. Paul didn't care how young Timothy was, but instead chose to lift him high and support him in his calling. Paul didn't waste time by letting Timothy grow up to realize his potential, but instead let him grow in the present. Timothy had a strong identity in Christ, and Paul let that identity grow and transform how Timothy lived out his life. With that being said, it's time to answer the three questions I mentioned at the beginning. Those questions are, who am I, not what who I will be, what can I offer, not what I be able to offer, and what does my faith mean to my identity, not what people tell me to believe. So to answer the first question, Sophie's going to come up and read a poem called Who Am I? It's a poem that speaks for her identity, and her identity is a faithful child of God. Thanks.
So I'm going to be reading a poem called Who Am I? By Francesca Paul. I am an independent and unbreakable girl. I am a dreamer. I am a girl with hope. I am a girl who never gives up. I am a girl who never stops trying. I am a girl who believes in me, not in peer pressure. I am a girl who never stops thinking of how the future is going to be and of how the past was. I am an intelligent girl. I am a believer. I am an incredible girl. I am a girl who knows what life means and how it can be sometimes. I am a girl who is proud to be herself. I am a girl who knows where she came from, where she is, and where she is going. I am a pleasant girl that is always happy with what I got. I am a girl who never tries to be someone I'm not. I am a patient girl. I am a girl who's looking forward to survive life. I am me, whether I'm pretty or ugly, and will always be me. I am an independent girl and unbreakable, and there is no reason for me to be forgettable of my personalities.
What can I offer to the church? Apart from being funny, loving and smart, this question was a hard one. But let's get serious. What can I actually offer this church family? Yes, I'm fabulous, but we need to look beyond the obvious. So this is what I came up with. Firstly, I'm young enough to be covenant, to know that the world is very different for young people from how most of you know it. To know the current problems that young people face every day and how hard it is to solve them. Identity for me is something to be proud of. It shapes who I am and shows the world around me who I am too. Identity for most of us is something that's hard to grasp and sometimes even harder to live out. But there is one bonus to my identity, and that's being a person of faith. God shapes me and my identity, and that plays a massive part of who I am. The question today which I've been tasked in answering is, what can I offer the church? The answer is a simple one. I can offer insight on how young people feel in today's society. I can tell you that being a young person in faith isn't easy, and we need to recognise that as a church community. I can offer a different perspective on what you teach us here at church, and that understanding the Bible and the Word can be tough for us sometimes to get. But most importantly, I can offer you me, a strong young Christian who wants to do good things and walk in the light of Jesus. That is what I believe is my identity. Thank you for listening. Now Sam will come up.
What does my faith mean to my identity? The short answer is everything. As a young Christian, my faith shapes my choices and my actions. Having faith in Jesus means I aim to live a life dedicated to be more like him. Of course I fall short, but don't we all? That still doesn't mean I don't try. For a young person, identity is a massive thing. It could also change mean many things to many different people. It could mean you chase after the newest trend, or that you change your hairstyle every time you feel like you need to change. And just because I'm a young person in faith That does mean that at times I'm not like this too. I think the difference for me is having that constant Jesus in my life. I have realized that being in faith brings so much more than just knowing Jesus. It means I have a wider family and a place I belong to. It means I have extra support when I'm feeling down and out. It means I have another home to go to. And for me, that place is Ignite. I know that I wouldn't have it. I know that I wouldn't have Ignite if it wasn't for wanting and needing to know who Jesus is in my life and how knowing him helped shape my identity. So if you want to ask me about my identity, how that shapes me as a person, and shapes how my faith affects me, I guess my answer is this. I found my identity in many different ways. One of the most important ways is in Christ, and that is supported by my young brothers and sisters of Christ that I find in Ignite. Thank you.
I just want to finish by adding a few things to what we have already heard from the rest of the youth today. Yes, we are young in age, but what we may lack in years, we make up in spirit and the love for Jesus and for each other. What makes us so strong at the Good Shepherd is what we are trying to build via Ignite. We are not just a youth group, we are a family, and like most families, we have our ups and downs, but we stick together and get through it. I just want us to remember again what Paul said. Set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. As a family, this is what we intend to do. Thank you.
It is a short and sweet service, but the whole thing we wanted to get across to you guys and to ourselves was what we really think about identity and how we identify ourselves as Christians in our church, in our communities, in our schools, in our households, and everywhere else, really. And I was reading something while I was getting ready this morning, and it was a quote from C.S. Lewis is what turned me on to this reading. It was that C.S. Lewis was talking about the importance of young people and children within a church family and in a church community, and the struggles that they go through even when C.S. Lewis was growing up as a Christian. And one of the quotes I was reading this morning was, he goes on to say something along the lines of, I didn't write down a quote, but it was about the young people don't disrupt the important work. The young people of the church are the important work. Now, as a youth worker, I'm very biased that the young people mean everything to us and everything to what we try and do here at the church, even if I do enjoy very much embarrassing them any time I get. But then I'm a dad and I embarrass my kids just as easy. It's so much fun. So I think just before we finish, I would like the young people who spoke today and any of the other young people that are in the church still to stand up. And if we could just reach our hands towards them and we could just pray for them. Because I think that the importance of knowing Christ, even as an adult, it is quite hard to stand up and say that you're in faith and you're a person of Christ. So for young people in churches around the world and for young people in schools in our community, they really do struggle with their identity and what that means to them and their journey with Christ. So if the young people would like to stand up. If I had that power of you guys on Wednesdays, my life would be so much easier. Just, be so good. Okay, so if everyone just wants to put their hands out to the young people and pray to yourself, and I'll just pray from here. Father God, I just want to thank you for this opportunity that we have to have such amazing young people in Christ at our church. And Lord, I just want to pray the Holy Spirit over them, that they know your grace and your love and your peace. And Lord, I just want to pray that they never forget that even in times of hardness, in times of times they don't feel like it is maybe a cool thing to be a Christian, or they're feeling persecuted for what they believe, Lord, that you are there with them always. Lord, you never promised an easy life, but you promised that when you go through hard times, you'll be walking beside us. Lord, I just want to thank you for these young people and the message they deliver today, and that their identity in you and your identity in them just lives on forever in our church. Amen. Okay, so thank you very much.